and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm happy to have you back. I mean that. I am truly happy to have you back. Those of you who are members of the Speaking with community, those of you who are visitors, guests, checking it out, trying to get an idea of what the program is about, I can tell you there are two primary goals. One is to encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. And so we encourage people to come together across racial lines. We encourage people to come together across gender lines. We try to encourage people to come together across political lines. You know, all of these ways that we've come up with of dividing ourselves. We encourage each other to come together across age group lines. Encouraging us to celebrate one another, not just tolerate. We want us to move from, you know, those who hate members of other races, those who hate people from other nationalities. We really encourage that you move from hating to at least tolerating members of other races, the same races that you've hated and been malicious towards and hostile towards, some of you for years, some of you for decades. Some of that hostility and malice that some members of one gender have towards the other gender. We encourage you to move from hating members of the other gender to at least tolerating members of the other gender. But by the time it's all said and done, we're asking that people move from wherever you are in this stage, in this chain, move from hating to tolerating, tolerating to truly accepting, accepting to embracing, and embracing so strongly that you actually celebrate all of mankind, every race, every ethnicity, every nationality, both genders, every age group. Truly celebrate that diversity. Loving people, just loving people, and getting away from the rhetoric. We have too many people who really pour out that rhetoric, but there's no reality to what they say. I love everyone, and they look for ways to hurt sectors, entire sectors of our society, entire sectors of the world. They look for policies that they know are designed to hurt. Like the older ladies, the elderly ladies who told my mother some years ago when they voted for a particular president. They voted for him because they knew that he had expressed policy proposals that would hurt people of color. They knew his policy proposals, if enacted, would hurt people of color. And they made it clear that that is part of the reason that they voted for him. And they were really upset when he became president and enacted those proposals that he had discussed while running for president. And then they discovered that some of those same policies that hurt people of color were also hurting them. And they went back to my mother and said, "We truly regret that he became president." And she said, "Why? He told you what he was going to do when he was running for president. He told you that he was going to put into place these policies that were going to hurt when he was running for president." And they said, "Yeah, we know that, but we thought he was just going to hurt you all. We didn't know he was going to hurt us, too." What a self-indictment. A self-indictment. But they spoke the sentiment of so many Americans who look for the candidate who they have reason to believe will not only help them, but they're looking for the candidate who will also hurt the others. And very often, people make their decision on who they're going to vote for based more on who will be hurt, the others, than who will be helped themselves. And you need to be thinking about this now. The whole time that minimum wage earners were being devastated financially by the decision makers who determined that they would not be increasing the minimum wage. The median wage of middle-income Americans was also being held down. Ah, we knew they were going to hurt the poor people. We didn't realize they were going to hurt the middle-income too. And what's so intriguing about that is how frequently middle-income Americans don't realize that the same policymakers and the other decision makers who decide to pass policy that will hurt the poor also pass policy that will hurt the middle class. I know some of you don't want to hear that. Some of you don't want to believe that. But as I've said before, situations do not create themselves. People create the situations that we find ourselves facing. And I invite you, do the research yourself. You do the research and find out when America generally does better financially. When the stock market generally does better. When the economy is generally stronger. Under Republican administrations or Democratic administrations. I would add to that independent administrations, but in all honesty, I'm just not aware of a time when we had an independent administration. I'm not saying there were none. I'm just very honestly admitting I'm not aware of it. But I know we've had Republican administrations and Democratic administrations. We all know that. So I encourage you, do your own research. And rather than just blindly follow either any party of the many parties we have. I know we only have two major parties, political parties in America, but we do have other parties. Do your own research. And you find out the facts, the truth about the state of our economy, the state of people's personal financial status. You find out from your research, not just from talking with people who think like you think and who feel like you feel. Research. That's what I did. As I've said before, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Green Party. I'm not affiliated and never have been affiliated with any political party. But I have tried to pay attention to what the various positions have been when people have spoken up. I've supported and voted for, as I said before, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And when there was talk about another major effort at a third party being brought into existence with Bill Bradley and I've forgotten his name. I think he was another former basketball player too, but at any rate, Bill Bradley and the person who was working with him were talking about some political positions that they were taking. And they were going to have a third party. They were going to try to develop a third party that would rival the Democrats and Republicans. Not because this party was going to rival the Republicans and the Democrats, but because I liked what they were talking about. I liked their political positions that they were taking on so many issues. I said, wow, if these men can pull this off and make this party viable, and they find a president who embraces the same values that they're espousing right now, I'm going to vote for that person. They weren't able to pull it off, so that went away. But I got to tell you, it can do us so much good when we do honest research. I'm not talking about as though we're PhD level researchers and this is what we do. That's why I said honest research, where we're truly pursuing truth. And rather than just blindly follow what anyone from any party says, oh, well, this is what they said, this is what they tell us, so this is what we believe and this is what we're going to repeat. Do your own research. There's so much that we can learn from the internet. And I mean, I know that you don't want to pin all your hopes and all that on what you can find on the internet, but you can find some legitimate information on the internet. Again, if you're interested in truth, if you're interested in being a person who states your position, who makes your position based on fact, based on reality, based on truth, based on making an effort to become well-informed, and then make your decision as to what position you take on this issue or that issue, start researching. Make that a lifestyle. I want to talk with you as we go about the business of encouraging the celebration of diversity. By the way, the second primary goal, for those of you who are visiting, your guests to the program, and you'd like to know more about what this program is about, first major goal is to encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. And the second is to build us up as individuals, as family, as community. And I do address community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And that's the way I've been doing it from the beginning. So that's what we do. You'll hear me as I address some of the political issues that I'll be addressing on here. And I'll be sharing with you information that I've been able to glean. As people who have been with me for a while know, I'm going to bring you information from nonpartisan groups or bipartisan groups. The vast majority of the time from nonpartisan groups. But it will either be nonpartisan or bipartisan, because I want everyone who is listening to be able to just relax as you listen, knowing you're not getting this from the viewpoint of a liberal group or a conservative group or even from a moderate group. I don't even look for moderates. I'm simply seeking truth so that I can share that with you. So that's what we do. Try to provide information, and I do challenge us frequently to examine ourselves, think deeply about the positions that we've taken, ask ourselves why. What is the real reason that I've taken this position on this issue? And ask ourselves, is the reason that I have taken this position something that truly lines up with the values that I say are important to me? Again, I really, really challenge us to move beyond rhetoric, because we have so many people who talk a great game. But when you look at what they really shoot for, as far as what will be done, what they want done, very often is very, very different from what they say they value. I try to move us beyond the rhetoric to the reality of what we're trying to obtain, what we're trying to attain, what we're hoping is going to happen for or to these people, those people. And I try to get us to think less and less in terms of those people. And that's the reason that I try to encourage us to move beyond party lines, race lines, age lines, gender lines, and see humans as us. Humans. Speaking of seeing, when we come back, I want you to do something along with me. I want us all to do this together. I want us to use our imagination. Yeah, use our imagination to see a bouquet. How many of you really like looking at bouquets, flowers? How many of you like giving bouquets of flowers? How many of you like receiving them? I'm going to talk a little bit about flowers when we come back. Stay with me now. We're going to imagine together.